I'm that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood.
Hello and welcome back, bitches, to the real bitch of Bravo with yours truly, G. Hey Wiley. And before we get to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I just want to bitch about something that's going on in my life right now. I feel as though you guys don't really get to know about me. And if all you guys want for me to do is bitch about Bravo, then leave it in the comments or DM me at the_real_bitch_of_Bravo. I know that's a lot, but there's actually another real bitch of Bravo that has all of that without the underscore. So I am the underscore girl, gal, bitch, whatever you want to call it. So DM me or leave comments on my social media, on my IG account. But for now, I have to let this out. So if you don't want to hear me, then whatever, leave them in the comments. But for now, I have to let this out. I'm currently on day two of a 3-day fast. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm so fucking hungry. All I want to do is eat a big fat fucking In-N-Out burger or a Whataburger or a cheeseburger, anything. I don't even care what it is right now. It could be shit on a stick and I really want to eat it. For all of those that are going to tell me, well, then go to fucking LBJ, or for those that don't even know what LBJ is, or they just want me to go and eat a special C and quit bitching, or anything and just quit bitching. I'm telling you, mother truckers, I need this fast. Since the pandemic, I've put on over 50 pounds, and this is the first step in hopefully many towards me losing all that weight. Because I may be tall, but I still am carrying the weight. It's just really, really gross. So no special C's in my future. For all those that don't know what a special C is, Google it. It's really, really good. I'm not going to make you Google it. I make you guys Google everything. I'll make you not Google it for a change. It is 2 bean and cheese burritos at this awesome Mexican joint that has like multiple all over California, and the original ones in Redondo Beach. Shout out to the Special C and LBJ, aka El Burrito Jr. Love you. Wish they could have you right now. They have bomb tostadas too, by the way, if you really love Mexican food, which I do. So without further ado, I'm going to move on. And for all of you that do these kinds of fasts on a regular basis, I applaud you, because just drinking water and coffee for the last 2 days is brutal. And as I was prepping for this podcast to bitch to you all out there, my boyfriend, who God bless his soul, is doing this with me, walked in and tried to tempt me to eat something, because he knows that if I cave, that gives him the right to also give in and eat and cave. Maybe that's the other reason why, if I'm being Kyle honest, just be honest, as my wonderful, I wish she was my co-host, Kim says, I want to prove that I can actually do this, because the longest I've ever gone into a fast without eating is like 65 hours. And while that's an astronomical accomplishment in my eyes, I know I can go for 10 more. So I'm just going for it. I'm trying. I'm giving it my best. It's really fucking hard. For all of those that have ever gone on a fast before, it is not easy. And speaking of being Kyle honest, let's bitch and just be honest about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So the ladies are leaving Aspen, except Kathy, because she won't get out of her bedroom due to what happened the night before at the Caribou Club and possibly at Kemosabe, where Kyle wouldn't stick up for her tequila when Rena asked to get a sample of the 818 because her friend Kylie Jenner owns that tequila. Shout out to 818 and my girl Morgan Johnson, by the way, who kills it for 818. She actually works for them, making sure that they are in every high-end bar all over the U.S. of A. I guess that includes Kemosabe, because they're in Kemosabe. And since we're calling out friends on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that work or affiliated with 818 tequila brand or own it or whatever. So I'm owning Ms. Morgan Johnson out there. Shout out to my girl Morgan. Which, by the way, Kathy is not the owner of Tequila Casa del Sol, of the Tequila Casa del Sol. She's an investor. Which, kudos for her. That's amazing. I would love to initially be an investor in something that I really believed in. And I wanted, I had time for that, or I had money for that. I shouldn't even say time. Like, really, I wish I had money to just sit there and be an investor in anything, So But I don't have that kind of cash. I don't have that kind of coin. So kudos for her for being an investor. I'm not bitching her out about that. However, I am bitching her out about, you know what, this isn't yours, you know? And on top of it, and we'll get to this, but they were drinking your tequila the entire time and you're the one that brought it out there. Obviously, your marketing people need to do a better job, like my girl Morgan Johnson out there. Now, I'm not saying that she shouldn't promote her investment, but to make such a big deal out of this is not something I would be going off on, since there are larger problems that could and should possibly bring out such behavior. And this is kind of childish behavior, to be honest with you, that we're seeing out of Kathy towards her sister, who, by the way, drank your investment, like I said earlier, and the rest of the time that they were at Kemosabe's. There's your support, Kathy. There's your support from Kyle. And I'm not calling it her tequila because, again, it's not her tequila. It's Eva Longoria's tequila. Eva Longoria. That's what I'm saying. Eva Longoria's tequila. So from this point on, I'm calling it Kathy's investment. So that's the reason for the title of the show, guys. It is called, or this episode, it's called Kathy's investment, because she's just an investor. She is not an owner. Next, everyone except Kathy gets on the PJ with Mauricio patiently waiting for the girls to arrive, as he observantly points out too, by the way. I love Kyle's response to him and basically says, do you know how hard it is for women to get ready all at the same time and all to collaborate all as one? It is. It's really difficult, especially when you have a group of girls that aren't even in the same house. So I can only imagine that that's got to be rough. But even though she said that she's even going to fly commercial, Erica's broke butt makes her way on that PJ like she really had a choice. I mean, come on. Let's get real, guys. Like, Erica, I love you. You're my boo. I will, like, I'm ride or die with Erica Jane, but let's get real. You know, I'm sure that you didn't want to spend. If you didn't have to spend the money, you obviously aren't going to spend the money to fly out of Aspen. And if somebody's offering me a ride back and it's on a private jet, aka PJ, I'm taking it all day, every day. Does not matter what happened on the weekend or the trip. I'm taking the freaking free plane ride and I'll just sit in the back and just not talk to anybody else, which did not happen. We'll get to that as well. But like, Erica had a choice, and she actually apologized to Sutton, Kyle, and even kind of sort of Garcelle and Crystal about her behavior, about Erica's behavior, and gives a little bit of the same explanation that she gives on Watch What Happens Live. I really, at this point in time, think that Erica should just have t-shirts made so she wouldn't have to repeat herself. She has already said that she feels bad for the victims and that she is fighting for her life in the reunion, on last year's episodes, and on many of this year's episodes. She's just repeating herself over and over. And I feel her. I wouldn't want to have to repeat myself. I'm with her on this one. One of my biggest pet peeves, guys, is when I have to repeat myself to the same people that I have already told the same story to, or I've already explained myself to. It's a pain in the ass to continuously have to repeat myself, which I'm doing right now as we speak. It's still a pain. It's still my pet peeve. Erica, I feel your pain. I want to be the one out of the many, maybe only a few hundred of your people to say congratulations on any small victory that you are getting in court right now. Yes, Crystal, just because a case is dropped in one state means that you can still file the same case in other court systems like IELA. But if you all really are her friends, as you say you are, except for Garcelle, because, you know, thank God she finally admitted that and said, you ain't my friend. Like, we're good. We don't have to follow each other. We can be cordial, whatever. Then you'd be excited, Crystal, and you would want to celebrate the small victories for her instead of constantly bringing up the negative, constantly bringing up that she's already hearing this from everybody. The bitch knows the negative already. Trust me, she's already getting this from not only from you guys, who are supposed to be your friends, who bring it up every single chance that you get, but from social media, especially from her lawyers. As her friend, if you really are saying that you are her friend, and you say in the end of this episode that you guys have friendships with all these people, if you are her friend, I would think that you would want to support her and not tear her down. Anywho, the ladies then, and Mauricio, of course, we have to include Mauricio on this plane since he did pay for it, guys. Mauricio and the ladies are on the plane, the PJ, eating their sandwiches and Bloody Marys, and Mauricio asks why Kathy Hilton was not on the plane. Dorit asks if anyone has checked on Kathy or asked you know, why she's on the plane. Kyle explains that as they passed her room that morning, her room was pitch black. And then she texted her that she was not going to go on the plane with them. And then Mauricio said that he didn't see her when he got back to the house to change after he got back from skiing, which means that probably by this time she was gone. We also know that she had gone to a hotel room after this and then caught a flight thereafter. Erica then says in her confessional that Kathy is not on the plane because she had a meltdown at the Caribou Club and that apparently everyone saw. My question and bitchiness is about to come out again, guys. Now, I know that Rena calls Kathy out for her behavior, but where the fuck are the rest of you bitches? If all of you know this and all of you were there and you know, like, why is it okay to call out Erica? And even Sutton, I'll even put Sutton in this category, you know, because they have been kind of getting on her a little bit in the past two seasons. But you can't call out Kathy? Like, is this bitch that powerful? Again, at me in my DMs, bitches, at the real bitch of Bravo on my Instagram account. It is, again, the_real_bitch_of_Bravo on my Insta. DM me the good, the bad, the ugly. Put it in my comments, wherever. And I'll definitely address it on my social and this podcast. Unlike Kathy, you know, who wants it all to go away and quote unquote stay silent because she's going to stay silent. All right, moving on to the real Kathy Hilton and what was said off camera. Holy shit, guys. Now, I know why Kathy Hilton didn't originally want to be on the show. This bitch is crazy saying that, according to Retta, I made Kyle and I will take her down, her and her family down, if it's the last thing I do. I mean, look, I have issues with my family like everybody else, but these are like normal problems, right? Like, my mom wants me to get married, have a family, give her grandkids, like, you know, but not shit like this. This is like, how above everybody do you think that you are? This is crazy. And we don't even know what she said about the other ladies, which she actually says, Rena says that she said other things about the other women, which thank God we're going to find out in next week's episode, but which I can't wait for. But all I have to say is I really hope that when they make Kathy accountable, or if they make Kathy accountable, she brings me reality TV gold and starts acting like she did when the cameras were not rolling. Now, I don't think this is going to happen, but God, can you imagine if it did? I really, really, really hope it does. That'd make for such wonderful television. She just seems so subdued in the previews for next week when she finally does get called out. So I'm assuming that we're not going to get this side of Kathy, but God, I would love it if it did come out. Okay, moving on. We are now back in LA and Crystal invites the girls to her roaring 20s themed birthday party. And fortunately for Kyle, she did not attend. Because she had to finish filming Halloween Ends. So she avoids the awkwardness that turns out to be Lisa Rinna's awkwardness. And in her defense, and I know a lot of people are probably going to listen to this and be like, I fucking can't stand Rinna, like, want her off the show. When is that going to happen? We would not be having any of this drama if it wasn't for Rinna. So enjoy the drama, ladies. Enjoy the drama. Everybody has to be the whistleblower, whatever you want to call it, bad guy like Erica is this season. Everybody has to, you know, have their bumps and whatever in the road. Nobody's ever going to be a fan favorite all the time, right? So, you know, thank you, Lisa Rinna, for this magical television, even though you even weren't even there in the very end of this episode. But moving on to who was there, Dorit and Erica go to Comparte's Chocolates, which, if you guys have ever had their chocolate, I just have one word that I can describe it. Yum. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so, so good. Treat yourself. It is a luxury. And I love how Erica, by the way, kept saying luxury over and over. If you guys didn't hear that, all she said, it was like Dorit. It's like Dorit saying chic, right? It's literally the equivalent. I wanted to have a drinking game dedicated to how many times that she said it was a luxury and how many times Dorit says chic, but I think we'd all be wasted by that time. Anyways, Dorit takes Erica to Compartes to, in her words, lift her spirits, but also grab a birthday gift for Crystal. And they get into what Garcelle said about Erica and her earrings on the reel. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm kind of done with this story, but I'm just going to cover it for like 2 seconds anyway. Erica then says that in Aspen, Garcelle acted all nice throughout the trip and didn't have the decency to warn Erica what she was going to say on the show since they record a week ahead of time. Now, you all know that I'm not the biggest Garcelle fan, but I'm still sticking true to what I said about Erica and Garcelle's quote unquote friendship. It doesn't exist. You guys are not friends. You two are not friends. You hang out in social settings and are cordial around one another when you are forced to be with one another for the show. Neither of you is going out of your way to be there for one another. And that's that. That should be it. So for me, if the shoe were on the other foot and heaven forbid Garcelle were in the same situation that Erica is currently in, Erica wouldn't owe her an explanation of what she said about her on her show and vice versa. Garcelle, you don't owe her jack squat. I'm good with you not telling her ahead of time. You guys aren't friends. This isn't like Kyle being on a show and being like, hey, just to warn you, this is what I said about you. They're real friends. Garcelle and Erica currently are not real friends. You ain't calling her up to be like, let's go drinking, bitch. Like, you guys aren't friends. So leave it alone. It shouldn't have been a conversation that even should have been had, in my personal opinion. Then Erica throws some shade, moving on to the shady part of this. And I love it. Oh my God, I'm living for this. Sometimes the ones that are doing the best are hiding the most. Oh, Erica, I love the confessional shade. Everybody remember this quote because I'm going to come back to it later on in this episode, but I'm going to move forward on it. Just remember that quote though. Sometimes the ones that are doing the best are hiding the most. Okay, so we finally get to Crystal's roaring 20s birthday party, and it doesn't take long for Rinna and Kathy to become the topic of side conversation once Rinna leaves her leaving becomes the topic of conversation. And I really cannot believe that Kathy Hilton thinks it's because of what she said in Aspen, and no one, especially not Kathy, could be this vapid. I mean, come on, sweetheart. Like, yes, she's dealing with death and everybody deals with death differently. But I mean, for you to think that she wouldn't be thinking about that, like it literally just happened. And I'm assuming it happened like maybe like a week before her party or a few days before her party. I think it was like 3 or 4 days before Crystal's party that this occurred. I mean, that'd be the first thing on my mind, especially if you've never had this experience with you ever before. And Kyle's had this experience. And now it all makes sense why you guys were so distant for a decade. It totally makes sense. Because bitch, you crazy. If you are throwing tantrums for them not drinking your tequila and Kyle not standing up for you and trying to play host, come on, honey. There's again, like I said before, there are worse things to be in a fight with your family about and to cut your family off about than not supporting your tequila. Like, there's just so much more. There's so much more. I have the feeling there has to be more than this. There has to be more. And by the way, I also agree with Erica that it should be Rinna that puts Kathy on blast, which I believe that she does. And I believe that in the next episode, we are going to see that. But I am right now seeing the power that Kathy has on all of these ladies, maybe with the exception of Erica, and due to Watch What Happens Live, with the exception of Garcelle. I think that Garcelle's in an area in her life where she doesn't care about the social light kind of life. And I don't think that Kathy is going to like gun after her. And I'm not going to lie to you. The reason why I think that Kathy is not going to gun after her has nothing to do with the show. I think it has to do with her being Black and her not wanting to get attacked and looked at as racist, as she already got looked at as being a bigot and a racist. So I think that she's not going to go after Garcelle, but I'm pretty sure she'd probably go after Erica in the reunion. I mean, God, can you imagine that? I bet you she's going to go ham on her at the reunion. So definitely looking forward to that. I mean, that might be another reason why, because I believe it was Kyle that said when Kathy's mad, like you'll know she's mad and it's going to be just bad and it's always going to be on her. I can't wait for the reunion for that part, that little piece. And I'm hoping that she does not keep it together. Like, we need to see the real Kathy Hilton, especially when you're 2 seasons in. Like, you were 2 seasons in now, Kathy. Show us the real you. you know, like Denise obviously showed us the real her in the first season and then showed us the fake her in the second. Now I want to see the real you. Like, that obviously was not the real you. Anyways, so with the exception of Erica, you know, she has this power over, Kathy Hilton has this power over all these ladies, specifically on Crystal, because if it were anyone else at the forefront of conversation, I have the feeling that Crystal would have brought it up. Like, she would have brought up something of like why she left and why she was uncomfortable. But because maybe she also knows, that Kathy's a little quirky, crazy, cuckoo. Yeah, maybe that's why she didn't bring it up. But I would love to, know, Kathy, Kathy and Crystal, hit me up. Let me know. I would love to know. Moving on though, then Diane and Erica go off to call Rena and check up on her and see why she left and how she's doing. And Rena doesn't answer the phone, which in Housewives world does not happen. Because I believe, I don't know who said this, or who confirmed this, but you always, 9 times out of 10, they're always going to pick up. And a lot of the phone calls are staged. I don't think this one was staged because they actually, I'm pretty sure that like, if it was staged, she would have picked it up, but because it wasn't, she probably was like, I have nothing to say. And I just want to move forward from this. And just not be uncomfortable. She probably just wanted to go home and just get it over with. Or maybe she just didn't look at the phone call, didn't look at her phone, which I highly doubt. But this does not happen. So this is more than likely really did shake up Rena's world. She probably was extremely shook up when she was in the car going back home. Diana and Erica discuss the lack of accountability put on Kathy Hilton for acting out. And then while they're talking, Dorit tries to exit the parlor. I love how like it's the basement, bitch. Just call it that. Don't call it the parlor or the parlor. Anyways, Dorit says goodbye to them, and with the rest of the girls, as the rest of the girls leave, Dorit and Erica kind of stay and talk about what Erica discussed with Dorit and explain why Rena left. Moving on to next week, because I cannot wait for next week, guys. I cannot wait. I like whoever says that Beverly Hills doesn't bring it, man, they are watching the wrong show. But next week we get to see Kathy finally get a talking to by Lisa Rena in front of Kyle. And I cannot wait for it all to come out. And hopefully next week we'll get to bitch it out with not only my favorite Real Housewife podcaster. No, guys, it's not Tamara Judge or Teddy Mellencamp. God, how great would that be? Even though, and yeah, how great would that be? Shout out to both of those beautiful, talented, and wonderful ladies in whom I would love for them to come on this show and have a long bitch sesh with me. I know, Tamara, you'd probably get in trouble, but I would still be living for it and loving it, and I would really want you on here. And I'm not going to lie. I just want to fangirl out and just meet you, to be honest with you, because I live for Tamara and her opinion. But bitches, we are possibly going to be graced yet again the Chanel to my Lisa and the Teddy to my Tamara. But we also may be blessed to have the woman in whom, without her, this bitch wouldn't even be gracing my podcast presence. Ms. Kim Haseda and Kim's mom, the beautiful and wonderful Mrs. Haseda, on next week's episode of the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast. So thank you so much, you guys, for bitching with me along with hearing me bitch about all things Bravo, specifically the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today. And don't forget to follow, like, unlike, DM all the shits on my social media once again, this is my social media handle, and I apologize the fact that it's so fucking long. The_real_bitch_of_bravo. All lowercase, by the way. And subscribe to the Real Bitch of Bravo podcast if you haven't already. We are everywhere you get your podcast. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And hopefully come next week, guys. It's going to be a great podcast. I can't wait to meet Kim's mom. So hopefully it'll be fun for you. It was definitely fun for me. Hopefully no more solo episodes. These are really, really hard to do. I'm not going to front on you guys. It's really hard without somebody else to banter off of. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, yeah. I am the Real Bitch of Bravo, G. Hey Wiley. Yeah, yeah. And I'm out. Thanks, bitches. Me your money.
like black.